This is Ron Moss Ministries. I want to share with you guys something that happened to me the other day. I had to go pick up a vehicle of mine that had been at the shop for a while. Found out it was going to cost a little bit too much to get it fixed. Didn't make sense for me to fix it. Made more sense for me to put a for sale sign on it and probably get something better. Because the money that I would have spent on fixing it would have been a good down payment or probably getting a car at that cash price. So I pick up the car from Greenville, and I live in Anderson, so I've got to get back to Anderson in it. And the only thing I knew at the time that was wrong with it was the air shocks had went bad in it. It's a Land Rover, and so... So I'm coming back and I start to notice that, and I actually noticed it before I left the shop, that I didn't have any radiator fluid in it. So the guys, because they do a lot of business for me for my BMW, they pulled it in and filled it up, and I got on the road because I had to also jump it off because the battery had been dead from it sitting so long. I get down the road, I get on 85, and probably a couple of miles into being on 85, I noticed the temperature of the car went all the way up, and the way cars are built now, particularly computerized cars, they will shut down so you don't destroy the engine. And so as I began to notice it shut down, I pulled over to the side, actually into the grass part as far as I could, because I do not like being on the highway broke down. That's the most uncomfortable place for me to be, is on the highway broke down, because I'm one of those people that's on the highway every day. And sometimes I'm thinking about stuff, and next thing you know, you kind of catch yourself and go, wait a minute, I'm driving. And I know that there's other people, and you got these big old tractor trailer trucks coming up and down the road. And, you know, it's just the potential for something to happen. So you want to have a dependable car, and you want to, you know, stay off 85. You don't want to be on 85 unless you're driving back and forth trying to get home or wherever you got to go. So I broke down. I made some phone calls. I've got some stuff set up for some folk to come and get me. But it's going to be a while. It's hot. It's very hot that day. And my driver's side window won't go down. So I've got the other windows down. Of course, I can't cut the air on because the car is overheated, and so I'm kind of sitting there sweating. I feel like I'm in a sauna, and what I normally do, I got to add this in. I always have my, you know, depending on what I'm doing that day, you know, I'm a concealed weapons carrier, so I have my gun on my side concealed, and so about maybe 30 minutes in, a state trooper pulls in behind me. My automatic reaction is to get out the car, to explain myself. It's a white state trooper, white man state trooper. I get out and I'm explaining to him. He said, hey, what's going on? I said, yeah, I was explaining to him the whole, you know, I'm one of these people that like to tell the whole story. And so I'm explaining to him what happened, and you know, he's in, you know, he knows where the place I got my, where my car was. And so we're talking about that. And then it dawned on me that I got my gun on my side, and it's not concealed because of me getting out the car and my shirt pulled up. And I said, I apologize. I've got my gun on my side and I didn't tell you that. He said, no, I noticed it when you got out the car. He said, but you didn't, you know, you wasn't doing anything that was reckless that would make me think anything differently. He said, so that's fine. You know, I said, I can show you my driver's license. I can show you my concealed weapons license. He said, no, you know, that's not necessary. He said, so I think we talked another 10 minutes or so. And then he said, well, hey, I've got to go. You know, if I could probably be back down this way in about an hour. And if I come back, you know, I'll check on you. I said, okay, I appreciate it. And he left. I am now updating my current traveling situation because I don't want anybody else to pull up behind me. So I'm trying to get off this road. And then about 30 minutes later, my people still haven't got there yet to get me. A state trooper pulls behind. He's got his lights flashing. And And I said, oh boy. So now at least I'm smart enough to take my gun, take it out of my holster, and I put it in between my seat because I want to get out and explain again. And maybe his reaction might not be the same reaction. It's another white man, white state trooper. I get out. We have a conversation. I actually told him that one of his buddies had just left. And he said, oh, okay. He said, well, what's going on? So again, I told him the story. He said, well, hey, I got some jumper cables if you want me to try to jump you off. And so sure enough, he went out. He had to get back on the highway and then turn around and come and jump me off. We got going. He said, you sure you're going to be okay? I said, yes, I really appreciate it. And he pulled off and he left. Didn't ask for registration, driver's license, anything. It just was really there to help get me off that highway. I thought about it as I was trying to make it home about what had just happened to me. Because we live in this era of social media. And if you turn on Facebook or a certain type of social network, all you see is white police officers engaged into African Americans, and is always somewhat negative. Either getting shot, either getting killed, either getting beat up, or getting bullied at, you know, and then you start to say, you know, you start to take on that, and you feel somewhat, you know, to the point where you don't want to get stopped because you understand what the engagement is supposed to be like based on social media and based on what you're seeing or what you're hearing in this network of people who's had interactions that weren't favorable to them. And, you know, it kind of made me go back into the inventory of my mind and think about certain times that I've been stopped. And you know, I'm 57 years old, and I haven't been stopped that much, but I've been stopped. And maybe I was saying 57 years, maybe 20 times, maybe. And each one of those times, you know, I got to be honest with you. I never had a negative exchange, and I can remember at one point driving with a suspended license and basically was told that you need to get that car home right now. And I'm talking about when I was in my 20s, early 20s. But even with that interaction. And so I was thinking about this. Why is it that I and I'm as African-American as they can be? Why have my interactions not lined up with the ones I see on social media? And I've come to two conclusions, or maybe three, you know, where I'm at with this. I believe that a lot of what happens to us has a lot to do with how we react to the situation. You know, there's a term that says calm, cool, and collective. And I try to practice that in any situation that I find myself in, particularly if it looks like it might not be favorable to me. But my mindset is I want the outcome to be okay. I want the outcome to be where at least I can live another day and I can fight this battle with other options. And one of the things that I notice in certain situations is that, you know, when you are dealing with people who are in authority and who've been trained to do certain things that I have no clue of because I've never been to police academy or a police school or whatever you want to call it, that when you interact with them in a aggressive or angry or mad way, to me, that immediately creates an alert system in their head. Now, let me be very clear. Are there racist cops in this world? Yes, they are. Are there aggressive police officers in this world? Yes, they are. I don't even care if you're white or black. Are there police officers that can go overboard if they don't have to? Yes, probably do. But I've said this before, but I believe that 99.9% of white police officers are decent human beings who are trying to take care of their families and they're doing something that they always wanted to do. And then maybe in some cases, they're doing something that was the only job that they could get, and they kind of maybe came into it and then kind of got used to it and say, hey, this is not as bad as I think. It's not as dangerous as I think it is. And thank God, most of the people that they've interacted with, was cool, calm, and collected. And so I think what happens a lot of times is that when we get into certain situations, particularly if we're getting stopped, pulled over, we take on what has happened to somebody else as our story, and we shouldn't do that. Because you got pulled over and your interaction was not good, I shouldn't take that as my interaction before I even have an opportunity to engage. Because if, in fact, I already think it's going to be bad, then I'm going into it with bad behavior. That means that I roll down the window, or he tells me, no, I don't have to. I'm going into it with a mindset of already being negative when I don't really have to. Let me hear what's going on. Even if it don't make sense to me, there are other ways that I can express my feelings, other ways that I can express how I disagreed, but I don't need to do it on that side of the road. I don't need to do it in that venue. I don't need to do it in that situation. I need to get home. I need to get to wherever I'm going and then think it through on my next move. I've watched so many videos on social media, and the one thing that I've noticed in a lot of it is how aggressive we don't have to be, how angry we don't have to be, how being smart and trying to be bigger than you need to be. You don't have to do any of a lot of things you don't have to do at all. But again, we take on everybody else's stuff and we try to own it in a way where, well, if they stop me, I tell you, how am I going to act? I'm going to act a fool. I'm going to act a damn fool when you don't really have to. My hope and my prayer is that let your story be your story. Stop identifying with what somebody else has gone through and you take it as something that you're going through. Your situation is completely different. And I believe if you continue to be cool, calm, and collected, everything can still work out for your good. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.